I spoke to the Vice President of Local Programming and New Media at Time Warner Cable, Jeremy Bitz, on the involvement of new media here at the convention. Here's what he had to say.
Convention coverage has evolved over those three, you know, over the three conventions I've covered and within the last 10 years. So little time has passed, but yet so much has developed. And in 2004, I was thinking that the trend was MTV was really popular with Rock the Vote. They had a lot of power behind the youth movement. There was a semblance of internet coverage, but it was really kind of scattered. There's a lot more traditional network coverage, multiple nights, lots of coverage in the evenings, that sort of thing. And now to realize that in 08 you saw, you know, the beginnings of social, the beginnings of new media really start to kick off, things really starting to happen. And now, quite frankly, it's a new media convention. I mean, you look around the arena. I was just got back from the Times Forum, and you look around there and you realize the New York Times, for instance, has a skybox. Why does a newspaper have a skybox? Not for their newspaper, but for online video. Everything's going online, all that movement to online. And, you know, with the even the way that we as journalists get our information here at the conventions, in conventions past, there'd be a long display of every newspaper available around the country, some globally as well. There's still some newspapers around here at the kiosk just around the corner, but I haven't seen anybody take many, quite frankly, and it's because everybody's getting it on a download through the pad, through the pod, through something else. And all that has really developed over the past 10 years. It's really incredible to see.
So does it surprise you? I read an article that said that this convention alone has provoked more tweets than all in 2008 combined. Is it something that surprises you? Do you expect it to be more?
I don't think it's surprising at all. I think it's you know, we live in the gray right now. We respect and appreciate traditional media, and we as a public respect and appreciate and embrace new media and social and all the different parts of it. And I think that the electorate and the political process realizes that as well and wants to reach as many people as possible. And regardless of who wins and what happens in November and how the states fall, I think it's the national political parties really trying to reach a great number of people in the traditional ways and in the non-traditional ways. I watched yesterday, Scott Pelley was out here doing the CBS Evening News, and there was a huge evening news crew, and you know, done the same way that it's been done for a long, long time. But yet you go to the Google Hangout and realize that they're streaming video live from the stage next to the coffee bar, and you know, and it's both. And they're both appreciated, and they're both being treated as fairly and as important by the national political process as one another. And that's exciting to see.
So how does someone like Jeremy Bitz integrate this gray area into cable? He explains.
I mean, we're a cable company, first and foremost. So we produce content that is specific for our cable subscribers at Time Warner Cable across the country. But nonetheless, we embrace our audience through TV everywhere. We embrace them through web streams. I have 14 web streams going as we speak of the convention floor activities. I have video on demand titles. I've got video on demand going to the web. I've got, you know, I'm getting my content in front of as many of our subscribers as we can in as many new and exciting ways as possible. That's a new initiative for us. As TV everywhere, TV becomes a big deal. It's something that even a cable company is really embracing and looking at, and seeing that it's an important way to reach people, not just through a traditional terrestrial television. And that's certainly a big movement for us.
In Tampa, Shannon Ferry, WREG News.